Krishna, 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 Krish is Gaudapada here? Gaudapada knows on which note we start. Camila. Thank you very much. Guadalepa. Like that, so I was just remembering.
Kada sam bio kao baka Milan, također sam pobod njega svirao violinu, pa sam sada prisjetio svega
toga. Unfortunately, I played Christmas songs and Hans and Klein and Alle meine Entchen. All right, so we are singing, we are chanting now from the guitar. Third chapter, text number 11. Oh, thank you very much, Bobby. So, we will just have a short lecture this evening and then show you a movie, a video of one of our last concerts in Kragujevac, the town of the Sastava.
Imat ćemo samo kratku lekciju i nakon toga ćemo vam pokazati video snimak našeg zadnjeg koncerta u Kragujevcu koji je grad Zastava.
Is that? Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Devan.
Devan.
Bhavayatanena.
Bhavayatanena.
Devan Bhavayatanena.
Devan Bhavayatanena.
Te Deva Bhavayantu Va.
Te Deva Bhavayantu Va.
Parasparam.
Parasparam.
Bhavayanta.
Bhavayanta.
Shreyaha.
Shreyaha.
Param.
Param.
Avapsyata.
Avapsyata.
Parasparam Bhavayanta.
Shreya Parama Vapsyata.
Devan Bhavayatanena.
Devan Bhavayatanena.
Te Deva Bhavayantu Va.
Te Deva Bhavayantu Va.
Parasparam Bhavayanta.
Parasparam Bhavayanta.
Shreya Parama Vapsyata.
Shreya Parama Vapsyata.
Te,
te,
ti,
ti,
deva,
deva,
bolu bogovi, avajantu,
avajantu,
zadovoljeće,
zadovoljeće,
va,
va,
vas,
vas,
rasparam,
rasparam,
uzajamno,
uzajamno,
avajanta,
avajanta,
zadovoljavajući jedni druge,
zadovoljavajući jedni druge,
Shreya,
Shreya,
blagoslov,
Param,
Param,
najviši,
Avapsyata,
Avapsyata,
dobit ćete.
Dobit.
Zadovoljni sa vašim žrtvovanjima, polubogovi će vas zadovoljiti i tako će zahvaljujući saradnji između ljudi i polubogova svi živjeti u blagostanju. Smisao. Polubogovi su opunomoćeni upravitelji materijalnih zbivanja. Polubogovima, bezbrojnim pomoćnicima u različitim dijelima tijela svevišnje božanske osobe, povjerena je dužnost da održava tijelo i dušu svakog živog bića, snabdevajući ih zrakom, svjetlošću, vodom i svim drugim blagodetima. Njihovo zadovoljstvo i nezadovoljstvo ovisi od jagi koje vrše ljudska bića. Neke jagije su namijenjene zadovoljavanju pojedinih polubogova, ali gospodin Višnu se obožava u svim jagijama kao glavni uživalac. U Bhagavad Giti je također rečeno da je Krišna uživalac svih vrsta jagi, Muktaram Jagya Tapasam. Stoga je glavna svrha svih jagi zadovoljiti jagija patija. Kada se jagije savršeno vrše, polubogovi koji su zaduženi za obezbeđivanje različitih potrepština prirodno postaju zadovoljni i obezbeđuju potrebne prirodne proizvode.
Vršenje jagi donosi mnogo popratnih dobrobiti i na kraju vodi do oslobođenja od materijalnog ropstva. Vršenjem jagi sve aktivnosti postaju pročišćenje, kao što je rečeno u Vedama. Ahara šudhav, sattva šudhav, drvat, smriti, smriti labdhi, sarva, grantina, vipramokša. Vršenjem jagi hrana postaje posvećena. A kada osoba jede posvećenu hranu, njeno postojanje postaje prežičeno. Sa pročišćenim postojanjem, finija tkiva pamćenja postaju posvećena, a sa posvećenim pamćenjem, osoba može misliti na put oslobođenja. Sve to zajedno vodi do svjesnosti Krišne, velike potrebe suvremenog društva.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Ti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskati Adi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastavi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. So, thank you all very much for coming again this evening to hear a lecture on the Bhagavad Gita.
Hvala svima što ste večeras došli i da bi čuli lekciju iz Bhagavad Gita.
Today we have a very interesting point, which is also relevant for some of you here in our Pula community of Krishna consciousness.
I ovo večer možemo diskutirati o njoj jako bitnu poantu koja je značajna i za puno vas koji ste članovi ove zajednice svjesnosti Krišna u Puli.
Today we had a nice meeting with two grihasthas and we were talking about the importance of distributing offered foodstuffs to the people in general.
Danas smo imali jedan zanimljiv meeting sa dvojicom grihasta na kome smo
meeting
na kome smo razgovarali o značaju dijeljenja ponuđene hrane s ljudima uopće.
And today in this purport of the verse we find how Prabhupada stresses the importance of prasadam.
I evo sada večeras u ovom komentaru nalazimo na to kako Prabhupada naglašava značaj prasadama.
That is offered foodstuffs.
Sadam je ponuđena hrana.
He says by eating such food which is offered in yagya, one's existence becomes purified.
On kaže jedenjem hrane koje na taj način posvećena u jagi, postojanje osobe postaje pročišćeno.
And if one's existence is purified, the memory of Krishna consciousness is very easy.
I ako je na taj način postojanje određene osobe pročišćeno, onda je sjećanje na svjesnost Krišne jako lako.
Krishna consciousness means to remember your original consciousness, that's all.
Svjesnost Krišne znači da se sjećate svoje izvorne svjesnosti, to je sve.
But how can you remember if your brain is full of dirt?
Ali kako se možete sjećati ako vam je um pun prljaština?
Not possible, Mahashiva, isn't it? He knows he is a master of Reiki. Not possible. So therefore, the existence must be purified.
Znači, to nije moguće, iz toga moramo pročistiti svoje postojanje.
Only when your memory is there again, then you can think of liberation from this material existence.
Samo kad vam se pamćenje vrati, onda možete misliti na oslobođenje od ovog materijalnog postojanja.
Only then you can go easily on the path of Krishna consciousness.
Samo tada možete lagano hodati putem svjesnosti Krishna.
If the memory, but if the, again, if we don't remember anything that we are Krishna's part and parcels, it's very difficult.
Ali ako se ničega ne sjećamo,
i ne sjetimo da smo Krišnini dio čestica, onda se postane jako teško.
In this connection, I want to talk shortly about one great obstacle in devotional service, which brings a lot of many obstacles in one's life.
U vezi s tim, želim bi govoriti o jednoj prepreci u svjesnosti Krišne, koja dovodi do puno teškoća.
Virachanda will read to you a verse now, which tells you about this obstacle. It is, I will first say it in English, and he will hopefully be able to translate it, because it's a little difficult, the English, but... My dear mind, in this material life, you are attacked by lust, which is like a gang of thugs that waylay innocent pilgrims, strangling you with strong, terrible ropes in the form of distress, pain, and futile endeavors. In this condition, you must cry out petitiously and invoke the mercy of the unalloyed devotees of Sri Krishna, the killer of the demon Bakasura. They will surely protect you from this dilemma.
Moj dragi um, u ovom materijalnom životu tebe napada požuda koji poput bande razbojnika koji napadaju nevine hodočasnike, daveći te sa snažnim i užasnim užadima u obliku bijede, boli i uzaludnih napora. U ovim uvjetima moraš žalosno zaplakati i pozvati i zamoliti za milost neokanjenih bhakta Šri Krišne, ubice demona Bakasura. Oni će te sigurno zaštititi od ove nedoumice.
Yeah. Now, this is a very important lesson to be learned.
Ovo je jako bitna lekcija koju bismo morali naučiti.
When we come to Krishna consciousness, we have removed the external obstacles.
Dolaskom u svjesnost Krišne, mi smo odstranili izvanjske poteškoće.
Which is mostly the association of non-devotees and materialistic activities. We don't do them any longer.
To su te prepreke generalno odnose na druženje sa abaktama i vršenje materialističkih aktivnosti.
But the path of Krishna consciousness is not only an external path, but an internal path as well.
Ljudi, put svjesnosti Krišne nije samo izvanjski, već također i unutarnji put.
And now we must remove the internal obstacles.
A sada moramo ukloniti unutarnje prepreke.
In this connection, Bhaktivinoda Thakur once gave a nice picture. He spoke of a chariot in which a passenger rides through a valley.
U vezi toga, to je Bhaktivinoda Thakur ilustrirao na jedan zanimljiv način, dajući primjer kočije na kojoj se putnik vozi kroz neku dolinu.
Imagine the chariot goes from Tuzla to Sarajevo.
Zamislite da ta kočija putuje od Tuzle do Sarajeva.
And in the road there are some gangsters.
I uz put se nalaze normalno razbojnici.
Oh, a nice chariot.
Lijepe le kočije.
There are a lot of Njemečka marka maybe inside.
Možda ima jako puno
Njemačke
marke.
So, they come and they just attack the chariot.
I oni dolazi i napadaju do kočije.
And then they take a lasso, yes, and they just throw it around the neck of the passenger, and they just drag him out.
Oni jednostavno uzmu lasso, zavidluju ga, hvate tog putnika za vrat i onda ga izvuku iz kočije.
This is problematic, isn't it?
To je dosta problematično za mene.
Not for Toshan, but for others.
Ne za Toshu, ali za drugi.
So this is how, this is the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When you are on the way of Krishna consciousness, there is lust, which drags you and pulls you.
To je znači primjer koji Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje. Kada ste u svjesnosti Krišne, onda vas napadne požuda koja vas uhvati i onda vas vuče i gura.
She has her completes her, you know, friendly gangsters, their team gangsters.
И она, наверное, има свои придружники, помощники,
greed and anger and you know, the whole gang is there.
Читава банда ту, ту си похлепа и грудна.
And enviousness.
Зависть.
And they are just like highway gangsters.
И они са управо по гудрумских разбойника.
Who forcibly keep the heart and the mind of the soul in bondage.
Кои на силу държа сърце и ум особе зарубени.
We are all, we all are walking on a path.
Ние сме ходамо пута.
This path we have started to walk not necessarily only in this life, but maybe in a lifetime before.
И тај пут ние сме нужно започели у овом животу. Možda smo ga i u prethodnom životu započeli.
Some of us have been attracted to the principles of yoga before even meeting devotees.
Neki od nas su bili privučeni principima joge i prije no što su sreli bhakte.
Like Mirachanda, I think, was sleeping on the floor and doing hatha yoga exercises. It's difficult to imagine, but you did, isn't it? That means he was attracted before. Maybe in a previous life he was a fallen yogi. It is well possible. What do you think, Purujit?
Maybe successful.
Is that the illusion has overcome and now he can translate.
Па, тако.
You don't need to say the name if it's too difficult.
Тако неки бакте су били.
No one knows who. Oh, Virachanda. So I think everyone knows our translator has been overcome by memories of his past. For the moment, it cannot translate any longer. So we will change the subject of Virachanda. So the thing is, we have started a path.
Mi smo krenuli određenim putem.
Not necessarily in this lifetime, but in a lifetime before.
Nije nužno da smo taj put započeli u ovom životu, nego možda u prethodnom.
We are on this path.
I mi se nalazimo na tom putu.
And that's why we, how do you say, we have to be very careful.
I toga trebamo biti jako pažljivi.
That we can go to the final end of the journey.
Da bismo mogli doći do krajnjeg cilja putovanja.
And become Krishna conscious.
I postati svjesni Krishna.
Now, there are gangsters on the way.
Uz put postoje banditi.
They're waiting, waiting for each one of you.
I svakog od vas oni čekaju.
And these gangsters, they are led by lust.
A ove bandite vode požudom.
Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna to o tome govori u Bhagavad Gita.
And I think we will all profit by hearing Krishna's own words in this connection, so I would like to read them to you.
I mislim da bi svi imali dobrobit ako čujemo Krishna riječi u vezi toga, tako da će vam se to pročitati.
Jayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangaste Shupajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kama Kamat krodo bijayate, krodat pavati samoha, samohat smriti viprama, smriti vrangshat buddhi nasho. Nasho means finished. Buddhi nashat pranashati. By contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them.
Contemplating objekte, čune objekte, osoba razvija vezanost za njih.
And from such attachment,
a takve vezanosti,
lust develops.
Разве это Божен?
And from lust, anger arises.
Из Божена се явля гнев.
From anger, complete delusion arises.
Гнев раджа подпуну збуненост.
And from delusion, the bewilderment of memory.
А те лузи збуненост сечення.
When the memory is finished,
когда сечення изгублено,
intelligence is lost.
Онда интеллигенция također
изгублена. And when the intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool.
И когда интеллигенция была изгублена, онда особа поново пада в материальное постояние.
This is how these gangsters work.
На данный начин те бандиты делают.
They have a leader, which is karma, kamadi, lust, and then anger, and so many other things come.
Имаю вожу, то е пожуда, и онда долази гнев, и тако по на других стари.
When our heart is bound by them, we feel pain and have so many, and we work for something which is totally useless.
Kada smo opsednuti tim banditima, onda u srcu osjećamo bol i onda radimo i trudimo se da dostignemo stvari koje su potpuno beskorisne.
But still in this, now you might ask yourself, it is described that we should cry out, for the help of the devotees who are servants of Krishna who killed the demon Baka.
И описано е сада како ми требамо гласно повикивати и плакати за милошћу Бакта, који су слуге господа Кришне, убице демона Бака.
Бака is a very interesting demon.
Бака је јако занимљив демон.
He represents deceit.
Он представља дволичност.
Täuschung, deceit. Now see, when you are the servant of lust, you think, oh, it's very valuable, my life.
Kada ste sluga požude, onda mislite, moj život je jako dragocen.
Finally, I found something worth living for.
Konačno sam našao smisao, nešto za što vrijedi živjeti.
But that's an illusion.
A to je iluzija.
You are deceited.
Vi ste jednostavno zbunjeni.
Deceit, when you deceive someone, you also usually deceive yourself.
Kada nekoga pokušavate onako zbuniti, onda ste prirodno sami zbunjeni.
And when you are deceiving or cheating yourself, it is very difficult to do something about your fallen situation.
A kada niste iskreni prema sebi, kad se tako varate dvoličnošću, onda je jako teško da prepoznate svoju palu poziciju.
Sometimes in the morning a devotee might fall asleep while chanting his japa.
Nekad ujutro bhakta može zaspati dok mantra japa.
Then when you tell him, Prabhu, you are asleep, he says, no, you are asleep.
I kada mu kažemo, Prabhu, baš si zaspao, on kaže, ne, ti si zaspao.
That's the nature of self-deceit.
To je priroda samozavaravanja.
You cannot no longer accept your fallen situation.
Više, ne možete prihvatiti svoj pali položaj.
We sometimes have experience in our community.
Tako bi u našem društvu ponekad imala takve iskustva.
Or sometimes, you know, anyways, you can speak with Gogopal about this subject matter. It's all right. The thing is, this demon Baka was very difficult to annihilate.
Poanta je da je tog demona Baku bilo jako teško uništiti.
He wanted to swallow Krishna.
Htio je jednostavno progutati Krishna.
He came in the form of a big duck.
Došao je u obliku ogromne patke.
And went to Krishna, just like, and wanted to to finish him.
I htio je da jednostavno potpuno završi s Krishna.
At that time Indra came.
U to vrijeme se pojavio Indra.
And he cut one wing from this big demon.
I odsekao jedno krilo tog demona.
But the demon just kept on beating Indra with the other wing and he flew into outer space.
Ali onda je demon udario Indra s drugim krilom i on je odletio u međuplanetarni prostor.
Then Sama came, the moon god, and threw his ice weapon.
Onda došao Soma, bog mjeseca, i bacio svoje ledeno oružje.
And it became so cold that the pool, that the duck went like but still he kept on fighting.
Iako je bilo užasno hladno, tom toj batki on se nastavio boriti.
And picked at Sama and threw, chased him away.
I otjerao je Samu.
Then Yamaraj came, the god of death, and stroke him with his danda, his stick.
Onda je došao
half an hour.
I demon je bio nesvijesti pola sat.
But then he raised up to his feet and he violently charged at Yamaraj and just chased him away to the lower planetary system.
Ali onda je taj demon ustao na noge i počeo ganjati Yamaraja na taj način koji otjerao niži planetarni sistem.
Everyone tried to finish this demon of deceit.
Svako je pokušao da porazi ovog demona dvoličnosti, prevarnosti.
But there was no success.
Ali nije bilo uspjeh.
Finally Krishna came.
Konačno je došao Krishna.
And he took the two beaks.
I onda je uzeo mu je kljun.
Like a child takes a piece of grass.
Upravo kao što dijete uzima dva trave u ruke.
And he went like this. And this way he liberated the demon.
I na taj način je oslobodio demona.
It is said, not killed, but liberated.
Kaže se da ga nije ubio, već oslobodio.
He liberated the demon from material existence.
Oslobodio demona od materijalnog postojanja.
Only Krishna, consciousness, can kill our self-deceit.
Samo nesvjesnost Krišne može ubiti naše samozavaravanje.
So when you are free from embracing the gangster called lust.
Kada se oslobodite od želje da velite neki bandita koji se zove požuda.
Because by self-deceit you think you previously have thought he was valuable, but now you give him up.
Jer zbog samozavaravanja ranije ste mislili da je on jako dragocen, ali sada ga se odrišete.
Then your worship of Krishna becomes very deep.
Sada vaše obožavanje Krišne postane jako duboko.
You attain qualities like desirelessness.
Dostignete osobine poput slobode od želja.
Non-envy.
Nezavisnosti.
Good behavior.
Dobro ponašanje.
Control of the senses.
Kontrola čula.
Most important, humility.
I najbitnije poniznost.
And then, in this way, you will be free from this gangsters.
I na taj način ćete se osloboditi tih bandita.
Yes, bandita. But you have to call out for the help of the devotees.
Ali morate pozivati u pomoć bhakte.
Who are like the highway police.
Koji su poput ovih policajaca.
Who can give you advice. You can give you protection against the chetniks, against the gangsters.
Because mogu zaštiti da tih razbojnika.
Yes. So that you can, because these devotees, they are servants of the one who kills deceit.
Ovi bhakte su sluge osobe koje ubija dvoličnost.
Our heart is so full with lusty desires.
Naše srce je prepuno požudnih želja.
To put ourselves in the center.
Želimo postaviti sebe u središtu svega.
Since time immemorial we're doing that.
Od pradavnih vremena to radimo.
And in this way we are deceiving us.
U taj način se zavaravamo.
We don't have access to pure Krishna consciousness.
I nemamo pristup čistoj svjesnosti Krishna.
Therefore we must all develop a loving relationship to the devotees of the Lord.
So we svi moramo razviti ljubavni odnos sa bhaktama gospodina.
Savakya Acharya describes the wonderful position of a devotee in this words.
Savakya Acharya opisuje predivni zapanjujući položaj bhakte sljedećim rečima.
O Lord!
O gospodine!
How extraordinary are your devotees!
Kako su specijalne tvoje bhakte?
The ocean for them is no bigger than a puddle of water.
Za njih ocean nije veći od jedne posudice vode.
The sun is like a firefly.
A sunce poput one, kako se kaže? Kresnica.
The big Sumeru mountain is like a little piece of dirt.
A velika Sumeru planina je poput male čestice prašine.
A powerful emperor is no more than a slave to him.
Moćni car nije ništa drugo do običan sluga.
And the whole material existence is as insignificant as a bunch of straw.
A čitavo materijalno postojanje za njih nije puno značajnije od jedne gomilice, kako se kaže, slame.
What more can I say?
Što više mogu reći?
They think of their own bodies as heavy burdens.
Svoje tijelo posmatruju kao težak teret.
So these devotees, akinchana, they have no plans in this material world. They can help us from these lusty desires.
I ti bhakti koji su akinchani, koji nemaju nikakav plan u materijalnom svijetu, oni nam mogu pomoći u borbi protiv materijalnih i požudnih želja.
Which keep our heart bound.
Koje drže naše srce vezane.
Haribol. So we have now discussed this one verse number 5.
Sada smo diskutirali peti stih.
Do you like this kind of discussion or is it too heavy?
Da li nam se dopada ova vrsta rasprave ili je previše heavy?
It's pula.
Upuli smo.
No problem. We will end our discussion here. Do you have any questions regarding these? Yes, Vidachanda.
Today in the morning, you explained how our lack of spiritual vision makes us feel enmity toward the devotees.
Yes.
My question is, also sometimes we are feeling attracted by the devotees, but we're also lacking spiritual vision. We're attracted to the devotees as our friends, although we cannot perceive them as spirit souls. So do we have any benefit as described in the verse here?
Yeah.
From such kind of association, or we just have to really develop completely spiritual vision to be benefited by the association?
Jutros je bilo objašnjeno na lekciji kako zbog nedostatka duhovne vizije mi možemo vidjeti bhakte kao svoje neprijatelje i ne voljeti ih baš puno. Ali ponekad smo mi privučeni s bhaktama i želimo se družiti s njima. Također zbog materijalnog stava možemo ih gledati kao svoje prijatelje ili drage osobe. I da li imamo ikakve dobrobiti od takve vrste druženja, ili da bismo dobili dobrobit od društva s bhaktama moramo imati potpuno transcendentalnu viziju?
Certainly, any kind of friendship towards the devotees is beneficial.
Svakako je bilo koja vrsta prijateljstva sa bhaktama jako povoljna.
Because by no matter how you start your relationship to the devotees, as long as it is in friendship, it will increase and you will develop more and more a spiritual vision.
Bez obzira kako započneš svoj odnos sa bhaktama, pod uslovom da je to odnos prijateljstva, onda se sve više i više razvijati i doći će polako ćeš razviti transcendentalnu viziju.
There are three kinds of relationships to devotees.
Postoje tri vrste odnosa sa bhaktama.
The young devotees, we should help them.
Mlađe bhaktama trebamo pomoći.
The devotees who are on our same level, we should develop friendship with them.
Sa bhaktama koji su na jednakom nivou trebamo razviti prijateljstvo.
We should have affectionate friendship with them. We should have
prijateljstvo koje je ispunjeno ljubavlju.
But the devotees who are on a higher level, we should not try to put them on that same level of the friends.
Ali bhakte koji su na višem nivou, ne trebamo pokušavati da njih spustimo na taj isti nivo prijateljstva.
But we should humbly serve them with respect.
Već ih trebamo ponizno služiti s poštovanjem.
Now, it was said that we should develop friendship to the devotees who are on the same level as we.
Znači, rečeno je da trebamo raditi prijateljstvo sa bhaktama koji su na jednakom nivou kao i mi.
But this should not be the friendship of the Gostilna.
Ali to ne treba biti prijateljstvo iz Gostilna.
Yes. where we are, you know, this is based on sense gratification.
И кое се темели на чулном выживании.
You know, the friends in the Gostilna, they drink Slivovich together.
Приятели гостяны пьют Slivovich заедно.
And eat dead bodies.
И едут мертвое тело.
So, the association, friendly association amongst devotees is not, should not be based on sense gratification, but on service which one performs together for the pleasure of a Guru and Krishna.
Значит, то приятельский относ между бхактами не требует се темелить на чулном выживании, ведь на службу, которую они заедно обавляют за задовольство Гуру и Кришна.
That's ideal.
И то идеал.
But even if you have a, even if someone has a, just a, almost like a material friendship towards your devotees, he will benefit.
Чакай, ако особа има скоро материалистичко, ако се че материалистичко приятелство прямо бхактама, имам че имате добро бит.
Yes, sometimes, you know, you might meet sometimes someone on Sankirtan who says, oh, here, take some dinars to buy yourself a pair of shoes. No, I don't want your book, but you are a nice person. Isn't it sometimes we have these?
Да, понекад можемо у Санкиртану рецимо срести особу која нам каже, не жели твоју книгу, али ево ти динаре, па си куби бар цифала.
They make some benefit.
И они на тај начин имаја добро бит.
If you take the shoes and just, you know, if you yourself engage in devotional service, then it's good.
Ако се ви сами включите на предно служение, онда е то повод.
But if the Lakshmi which people give you out of such friendship, if the Lakshmi is misused by the devotee for his personal, you know, for something which is not really in the service of Krishna, that person also cannot make any advancement.
Ali ako bhakta iskoristi taj novac, donaciju koju je dobio za nešto što nije blisko povezano sa službom za Krishnu, onda ta osoba neće imati puno dobrobiti od novca koju je dao.
Therefore we have to be very careful how we utilize what the conditioned souls give to us.
Zato treba biti jako pažljivi u pogledu toga kako ćemo iskoristiti ono što nam otvorene duše daju.
Any other? Bobby. Bobby, isn't it? Bobby or Bobby? Rachel?
Once in Vrenjanin, you've been explaining that each pair of words in Mala Mantra liberates person from certain anartha, like greed or anger. So if you would like to hear explanation.
Yes, it's like this. When you, the first Hare Krishna, it attracts the mind.
Prve dvije reči Hare Krishna privlače um.
Hare Krishna, then your mind is the mantra, hopefully. I mean, if you really chant.
I onda ako zaista mantra, to onda vam treba biti.
Then comes the second Hare Krishna. I forgot what that means, but what that does. But then comes Krishna Krishna, and this Krishna Krishna means you develop the desire to live with devotees.
Onda dolazi drugi Hare Krishna, za koji sam zaboravio što znači. Onda dolazi Krishna Krishna, što znači da razvijamo želju da živimo sa bhaktama.
That's why you are here.
Zato si ovdje.
You have chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. See, you are the direct proof, Bobby.
This is Bobby, direct and doctor. Mantra si mana mantra.
I can give you the whole explanation tomorrow. I have to look it up in my book. I forgot just now. I'm becoming older, unfortunately.
Mogu ti čitavo objašnjenje prezentirati sutra. Moram pogledati svoju knjigu jer eto, nažalost, postane stariji pa sam zaboravio.
So anyone else?
Neko drugi?
Pozicione, daru, no?
If the demigods are directing the functions of our organs and limbs, where is then our independence?
Well, the demigods can direct you only according to Krishna's desire.
Polubogovi mogu upravljati s tobom samo skladu sa Krishnom željom.
Or let us better say, the demigods are also dependent on others.
Polubogovi su također ovisni.
If you act in a good way,
ako se pravilno ponašaš,
the demigods have to give you a good result.
Polubogovi ti moraju dati dobar rezultat.
Because Krishna made it that way.
Jer Krishna je to na taj način načinio.
So they are servants of Krishna in the cosmic order.
Oni su slugi Krishne u kosmičkom poretku.
There are some actions, or let us say some things which happen to you under the control of the demigods, which are due to your previously performed karma.
Neke stvari ti se dešavaju pod utjecajem polubogova zbog karme koju si prethodno zaradio.
But it's not that every action which you do is your karma.
Ali nije da svaki čin koji izvršiš tvoja karma.
There are actions which are things which you can do on accord of your own free will.
Postoje stvari ili aktivnosti koje možeš napraviti na temelju svoje slobodne volje.
For instance, now you might have a severe toothache.
Na primjer, sada možeš osjećati užasnu zubobolju.
That's your karma.
I to je tvoja karma.
But at the same time, you are certainly free to now go and ask Nanganan Gana for a laru.
Ali si u isto vrijeme potpuno slobodan, dođeš i zamoliš Nanda Nangana da ti da ladu.
You are, in other words, there is karma, determination.
Znači, postoji karma, predodređenost.
But there is also freedom existing simultaneously.
Ali istovremeno postoji sloboda.
So that demigods, kamana devane trena, they just help in executing the karma.
Bogovi samo pomažu da se karma odigra.
But they never can interfere into your free will.
Ali nikad se ne miješaju u tvoju slobodnu volju.
Now there is something. People are free, but if they are in the lower modes of nature, their freedom is curtailed.
Ljudi su slobodni, ali ako se nalaze u nižim modama materijalne prirode, onda je njihova sloboda jako ograničena.
The more they come to the goodness platform, they are more free.
Što se više udižu na razinu vrline, to su više slobodni.
But someone who's always, in the mode of ignorance and rajagun, you can see these people, they are slaves to, they are very much slaves in their lives.
Ali osobe koji su neprestano u guni neznanja ili u rađi guni, možemo primijetiti, oni su jednostavno čitavog svog života robovi.
The people who are very much covered by ignorance, they drink, they sleep, or they just work all day, they have a relatively little amount of freedom.
Tako recimo osobe koje se nalaze pod utjecajem guni neznanja, spavaju ili piju, onda oni imaju relativno jako mali procenat slobode.
Good. So we will end. Is it clear, Bhaktadaru?
Da li je jasno?
Yes. Thank you. So we will end here. Thank you very much. I want to just inform all of you that tomorrow evening we have a program. Where is it, Purujit Prabhu?
It's in, to je u Domu Hrvatskih branitelja, 19 sati. Sutra, znači, imam program i muzički dio. Biće i Lutresa predstava, predavanje.
Puppet show. Please all come.
And bring your friends.
Bring your friends. It's very good. very nice program actually.
Дойдете си и позовете своите приятели, да я ходим програм.
Good, so thank you very much. And now, yeah, right. Now we will see the video from Kragujevac.
Sada ćemo pogledati video iz Kragujevca.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ora Premanandi ki
jai,
Shiva Satyananda Maharaj ki
jai.